to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things. But you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, and God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. I suppose I should move over here. So, for those of you that don't know me really well, I really hate standing in front of a group of people and talking. So this is a God thing, all the way. Becky approached me several weeks ago about sharing a message with this service again, and my immediate response was, no way. It's the same reaction I said several years ago when she asked me to do this then. However, just like back then, God had a different plan. He had already set things in motion so that I would change my mind, knowing I was coming off of this silent retreat and would think I would be able to spend time with him there so he would tell me what to say here. But he didn't tell me there. He told me last night. Yeah. Several years ago, I shared Adataize, and I shared my very favorite Bible verse, which is Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Well, tonight's reading was from the Message Bible, and a lot of you might not be familiar with it, so why it sounded a little different. This is what that verse sounds like in the Message. Are you tired, worn out, burned out? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to get real rest. I share that verse also because I was on this silent retreat. And I was only on this silent retreat because God would not leave me alone and let me stay home from the silent retreat. He knew that I would be there, and while I was there, it would help me reflect on what to share here today. But going into it, like I said, I did not know what scripture I was going to read. I felt like it needed to be something about leaning on God, inviting him into our world. But I really didn't know what Bible verse said that. So I went into the weekend thinking I would just say my favorite. For the past year, God has been saying to me very clearly, come to me, get quiet with me, spend time with me. I'll help you, but you have to ask me. I'm not going to push my way into your schedule. And I thought he was just asking me to come here, you know, get here, no matter what the week was, get here, be with him. But I pretty soon realized that was not what he meant. This year has been a really rough one for me. I've had a lot of unexpected challenges, scary situations, frustrating experiences have hit me one after another. Probably like you, the same things have happened to you. And I felt like every area of my life was falling apart. Sometimes we'll have personal struggles, sometimes we'll have professional struggles. But they don't usually both fall apart at the same time, and this year, mine did. And if you're like me at all, when that kind of stress happens, I don't react good to anything, either way. So recently, I was driving down the road. Oh, let's see if this will work for me. That actually, by the way, is a bridge that goes from the retreat house where you're not allowed to talk for 2 days, by the way, and you follow a path all the way to the Abbey. I found it interesting that you start by going over a bridge, like coming to him. So back here at home, maybe. Hello? There it is. I was driving down the road, pulled up behind a car, totally thinking of things. And here's this car. And if you can't read it, it says, "Got God?" And then on the license plate, it says, "Pick God." Well, I just sat there and laughed. And I thought, it's a red light, I gotta take a picture, because nobody is gonna believe me that there's a car driving around in my world today that says this. So luckily you could see the light's green. I did get the picture before it turned, but I just put my phone up and prayed, right? And there you go, God wanted you to see it, so I got the picture. And I thought, how awesome is this? I've just had another crap week. And there he is. I felt like it was being hit upside with a billboard, literally. And he was saying, "Hello, remember me? I'm here, I wanna help you." And I remember thinking, I hear you and you're right. And thank you for telling me to go on this retreat that's coming up, because I knew I needed to get away from everything and just be, so that I could relax. So I thanked him for the big push to get me to the retreat. And his pushes are usually fairly embarrassing moments, and this one was. I had read about the retreat in the bulletin, but it didn't have any dates, and I thought, I really need to, I need this, I need to go be with him. But I went on about my day, and the next day, I went to Ulta to get some makeup. And it was another horrible day. I just lost my place in my notes, so that's why I'm standing here going, So I'm gonna back up, because it'll make more sense. I remembered Becky talking about her experience, because she gave a speech after she had been at the silent retreat. And I remember thinking, you know, how awesome is that? So it was that very next day, and God, sometimes he just does things, and he had his perfect timing, because I went in to get the makeup, and I went over and was talking to some complete stranger woman, not even in my own makeup area, it was somewhere else. And I have no idea what she said to me, but whatever it was, the floodgates opened, and I start sobbing to this complete stranger over makeup. And, you know, got myself together, left, and I thought, I gotta get a grip. I can't be doing this in public. So later that day, and I only know this because I asked Becky and she keeps wonderful notes, it was that day I emailed Becky and I said, "What are the dates of this retreat? I gotta go, I can't, I'm falling apart." And the dates hadn't been set yet. But she got back to me when they were, and again, I thought, I can't possibly go that weekend, because I'm getting ready to be out of town for work, and there was no way to be gone right by another trip. But if it's God's will, he makes a way, and it was his will for me to go, so he made a way, and obviously I went. I had a wonderful time. There was many inspiring experiences. I found this great spot in the woods. Nope, wrong way. I feel like Pastor Dave. You gotta move it forward for me 2 times. Anyway, I took a picture and it's up there, but it isn't. I had heard that there was a river and I really love water. My last talk was about going to the beach, so I went out to find this river so I could sit and listen to the water. And when I got there, I pulled into the parking lot, and I'm in the middle of nowhere, and I get out of my car and I'm trekking to find this river, and two pickup trucks pull in the parking lot behind me. Now, I have come down a path and gone down a hill. There is no human people that are there to save me from these, what I am envisioning, nasty, nasty people in these pickup trucks, right? So I thought, don't look at them, don't look at them, just go. So I headed off and saw the path and saw that it's a huge man-made stairwell way down to the river. So I just went down there. And I sat down and I said, all right, God, I'm here. You've been calling me. So I'm here, but please keep me safe because I'm really freaking out about those people up there in those trucks. As soon as I said that, I heard, I'm right here. I'm behind you and nothing's going to happen to you. I'm with you. So just relax and enjoy me. So as it happened, I all of a sudden was relaxed. I forgot about the guys up on the hill. I opened up my blanket and I just kind of laid down to listen, because I just knew he was right there and I was safe. And right about that moment, a nut fell out of the tree and landed right between me and the little man-made tree bench. And I was like, all right, I get it. Okay, you're here. Okay. So I forgot about the nut because I just enjoyed my time with him. And I got up, picked up my blanket, I was getting ready to go, and I thought, I want the nut. I got to take that home and put it on my dresser and see this thing every morning and remember he is here and I'm going to, you know, everybody's going to be fine. There was no nut. There was no nut anywhere. And I was like, I must have kicked it with my foot when I was picking up my blanket. And I heard, no, I'm still here. I'm very close when you need me, and I'm not as close when you don't. But I'm always here. You just need to look for me. But you don't look for me often enough and enjoy moments with me. So I just climbed up the hill like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm out of here. I loved the retreat, and I plan to go back. And if you could see the pictures, you might want to come with me, even though you're not allowed to talk. but I'm going to, I've made a pledge to take mini retreats throughout the year because I have pictures. I took a video of the area and with sound of the water and the birds, and just so that I could watch my video and spend time with him. It's fresh now, but I know that that's going to help keep bringing him back. So later on, when we are having our final moments, there's going to be a song playing, I hope. And it's a song that God gave to me yesterday. I had about 20 minutes to spare before we had to go. So I hopped in the car and I headed back to my little spot with God at the river because I didn't want to go home. I wanted to stay there. And we did our thing and it was time to go. And I thought, why haven't I been listening to music? I love listening to Christian music when I'm doing my quiet time. So I said, all right. And I pulled out my phone and I pulled up Pandora and I said, God, you got to play a song for me that you think I need right now. And I'm going to play it tomorrow night at the meditative service. So make it a good one. And I hit play, and the song we're going to sing, or we're not going to sing it, we're going to listen, came on. And I want to close just by saying, sometimes we feel like we're in an uphill battle and there's no way out, and we just want to give up. But that's when Jesus wants us to sit down and rest with him. And I have an ask of everybody here today. What's going on in your world that Jesus is asking you? Oh, there. See the red blanket down there? That was my spot. Sorry. Yeah, thanks, Becky. She was going. But what's he asking you? Where does he want to come? Because there's somewhere for every one of you. He wants to take you to a spot by the river and and visit.
This is a deed, always with us, offering us rest, offering us comfort, offering us love. We remember how that last night that Jesus was with his disciples, how he took bread and he broke it and he gave thanks to God. And he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take and eat, because this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then later, when the supper was over, he took the cup, and he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of my new covenant. It's poured out for each one of you, that you might find forgiveness for sins." Let's pray. Holy God, we ask that you might pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. We ask that they might be for us the body and blood of Christ, so we might be for the world your body, redeemed by your blood. Lord, through your grace, guide us to your rest, your comfort. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Here in the United Methodist Church, we practice an open table of communion. That means we don't believe you need to be a member of this church or any church to receive communion with us tonight. We just ask that you come forward with a heart ready to receive the grace of Jesus Christ. We'll receive communion this evening by intinction. That means you'll be given a piece of the bread and asked to lightly dip it in the cup and receive both elements at the same time. We have a gluten-free option available if you prefer that. And I'll invite you to come when you are ready.
Thank you. as we close our service tonight, I want to thank Tammy for having that song given to her on the retreat and for the picture. But allow yourself just to sit for a few more minutes and soak all this in, and let that song take you to that place, and we'll let the song be our blessing.
Children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight.